Hey folks, welcome to the Kira Banks Show and week 41 of a Year of Self-Love Journal. This week, we are reminded that we should be gentle, right? So this is, I'm gentle with myself as I learn new things. It's okay to make mistakes as I grow. And I wonder for you, like when in your life did you learn how mistakes were responded to? Like if it was a good or bad thing? Like do you remember the first time that you made a mistake as a kid and how a parent responded or a teacher responded, or how when you made a mistake in a relationship and how a partner responded? Because those moments of like, I messed up, can be really telling for us in terms of how in our body we feel when we make a mistake. And do we really believe it's okay? I'm a big proponent in like that mistakes are how we learn. We've never been in this world. It's our first time. We can't expect to do things perfectly. And I say that to my children, but I'm also saying that to myself. It's something that I think when I reflect on making mistakes, I actually think I had some decent examples of like mistakes are part of life. Like you're not gonna, the world is not ending. And I also had some times where mistakes were made and I was the impetus of making myself feel like it's the end of the world. This is the be all to end all. Whether it was around like an academic achievement or like a personal failure, I have been pretty hard on myself historically. Like I thought about one of the first big mistakes I made. I had a car accident. It was not long after I got my license and it wasn't too far from home. And I ran into the back of a car in some traffic. And so it wasn't like massive, major, it wasn't really a hard hit, but the difference in my car and the other car was enough to like jam my hood. And so like my car couldn't drive and had to call my dad and all this thing, right? And he wasn't irate with me. He was happy that I was safe. We went through all the steps and he did not act like it was into the world. Like it was going to be expensive. We had to deal with the insurance. The person in the car ended up like trying to say that they got whiplash and all of this stuff. When it's like, we were going not even 10 miles an hour. Like it really was like me being a new driver, following too close, the person stopping and me not being able to hit my brake fast enough. But we were in traffic. Clearly I have details about that as I tell you the story, right? Like I can see it now. I was harder on myself than my dad was. And so as I think about this week, it asks us to think about like mistakes and what happened, what were our thoughts, how did we treat ourselves? Were we punishing to ourselves? Were we encouraging and why? This is something that I have had to work on. I think being a parent has helped me a lot because I want my kids to not be scared to move in the world or act in the world because they don't want to make mistakes. I want them to know that we actually expect mistakes. And so it's a matter of how we work through them rather than avoiding them or not making them. Because I think there's lots of ways that people can live small and get stuck in ruts of behavior or thinking because it's safe, because they're scared to make mistakes. That does not serve them. And I don't want that to be my children. And I don't want it to be me. But that's why I'm saying, like, I think for me, thinking about how I talk to myself and love myself through my mistakes has been a growth process that my kids have accelerated. So I know I can be punishing to myself when I make mistakes. And I also know that I've gotten better at having a conversation with myself about the fact that mistakes are okay and that we can learn lessons from them. In fact, we should learn lessons from them. And in some ways, those mistakes become launching pads and they can help us in ways that just doing things just so or perfect or without mistakes, it might have actually taken us longer to learn a lesson. I have one kid who's really good at this. I think he was 10 and he told me, I said something and he's like, yeah, mama, I want to learn the hard way. He was like basically telling me he wanted to bump his own head. He didn't want to hear my vicarious lessons. He wanted to go out and bump his head. And that child in particular right? Like he's flourishing in this world, and it's a great reminder to myself that sometimes people making their own mistakes and being willing to learn from them is a great teacher, sometimes even better than the fables we tell, the idioms we create to try to keep people from making mistakes. And so I am more confident that valuable lessons come from mistakes. And I can think about past mistakes I've made that have been real learning opportunities. And so I'm clear that they're learning opportunities. I'm getting better at the self-compassion. And so I want you to think about this week, really be honest. Are you able to be compassionate with yourself through mistakes? And a really great practice that we've done in other weeks is to think about how would you respond to a friend, a loved one, someone you care about, someone who's in your life that you support, if they came to you with the same mistake that you did. Would you berate them? Probably not. You'd probably support them and have some compassion for them and listen and, you know, support them in like figuring out what the lesson is and how they're going to move differently moving forward. And so sometimes it's that help of like, how would I talk to a friend? Let me like put my friend in this chair in front of me and talk to them if it's hard to talk to yourself with compassion. So sometimes we need to think about affirming ourselves. And this week asked us to like, you know, come up with some affirmations for ourselves and who we are, but also like to get in touch with our strengths. Like, what are our strengths and how do we put those strengths to use? Because sometimes when we make mistakes, we get so caught up. Like we get super focused on the things we didn't do well, the things we did wrong, the ways we've fallen, the ways we failed. And so being in touch with our strengths and what we do well can be a nice way to not ignore the mistake, but also refocus our attention on the fact that we have strengths. We're not just all failure. We have these strengths. Let's use them. You know, so if you know that a strength of yours is, you know, helping people, working with young people, you know, maybe you go volunteer that week and like get a reminder that like you're good at this. This is something that you have a strength around so that you can, you know, have some balance if you're one of those people who falls into like a trap of despair when you make mistakes. So think about what you do well, so that you have that as a go-to, kind of like one of the weeks when we did the playlist, right? Like you create a playlist for joy and for self-love, like things that really make you feel joy and happiness and like a sense of who you are. This is kind of like your reminder of your strengths, your traits that you can go to be like, yeah, no, let me get in touch with that. Let me engage in that behavior because that's really my jam. That's where I'm at, right? Like I'm really good at facilitating conversations and talking to people. Like, let me make sure I don't just stay isolated because I am feeling ashamed about this mistake. And then I reach out to friends. I, you know, set up a coffee, even though I don't drink coffee, still call it like a coffee date, to connect and to have that social interaction because that is a strength of mine, connection. Supporting my friends. And so like, how can I be in that to feel better than I do when I think about this mistake? And also work to not be so hard on yourself because we get to make mistakes. We're just figuring this thing out. Remind yourself, this is the first time you've done this age, whatever it is. It might be the first time you did X thing where you made a mistake. And if that's the case, you really need to be compassionate with yourself because I think so often folks who are high achieving expect that they'll enter new things with some level of proficiency. And it's like, why would you expect that? Like you've never done this. This is new. Just because you've done a lot of other things well doesn't mean that's going to translate to this new task, this new hobby, this new skill. So be kind to yourself, be gentle with yourself, and know that it's okay to make mistakes. Would love to hear in the comments your mistakes, what you've learned. Even if you don't want to share the mistake, share the lesson because we can do hard things and we can learn from our mistakes. I'm Dr. Kira Banks across all socials. I'll see you next time on The Kira Banks Show.
Have tea to spill or something you want to ask Dr. Banks? Contact her at kirabanks.com/stories or stories@raisingequity.org. Thanks for listening.